Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Punaktu, Sahavirjan Karabhavahai, Tejasvinavadhitamastu Ma Vidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Let's start with Mrityunjaya, the Trayambaka. And hopefully you've written in Om at the beginning, because it's not a I'll just chant this for a while. Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugandhim Pushtivaratanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanan Mrityor Mukshiyamamrataat. Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugandhim Pushtivaratanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanan Mrityor Mukshiyamamrataat. Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugandhim Pushtivaratanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanam Mrityor Mukshiyamamrataat. Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugandhim Pushtivaratanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanam Mrityor Mukshiyamamrataat. Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugandhim Pushtivaratanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanam Mrityor Mukshiyamamrataat. Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugandhim Pushtivaratanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanam Mrityor Mukshiyamamrataat. Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugandhim Pushtivaratanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanam Mrityor Mukshiyamamrataat. Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugandhim Pushtivaratanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanam Mrityor Mukshiyamamrataat. Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugandhim Pushtivaratanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanam Mrityor Mukshiyamamrataat. Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugandhim Pushtivaratanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanam Mrityor Mukshiyamamrataat. Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugandhim Pushtivaratanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanam Mrityor Mukshiyamamrataat. Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugandhim Pushtivaratanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanam Mrityor Mukshiyamamrataat. Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugandhim Pushtivaratanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanam Mrityor Mukshiyamamrataat. At the ashram in Coimbatore, they'll chant Trayambakam, and there's some other mantras too that they will repeat. And the last one, they'll just slow the pace and chant it very slowly, and then you know that's the last one that we're going to do. So we'll follow that convention. Let's do work a little bit on the Karmana. Repeat after me. Om Nakarmana Na Prajaya.
Om Nakarmana Na Prajaya.
Tane Na Tyage Naike. Amritatvamanashuhu
Amritatvamanashuhu
Parena nakam nihitam
Parena nakam nihitam
Guhayam vibhajate
Guhayam vibhajate
Yatayo vishanti
Yatayo vishanti
Vedanta vijnana sunishchitartas Sanyasa yogad
Sanyasa yogad
Yataya shuddha sattva
Yataya shuddha sattva
Te brahma loketu Paraantakale.
Paraantakale.
Paramrita parimuchanti sarve.
Paramrita parimuchanti sarve.
Dahrang vipapam parame eshma bhutang. Yet Pundarikam Puramadhya Sakastam.
Yet Pundarikam Puramadhya Sakastam.
Yet Pundarikam Puramadhya Sakastam.
Yet Pundarikam Puramadhya Sakastam.
Tetrapi Dahrang Gaganam Vishokas. Tasmin yadantas.
Tasmin yadantas.
Tadupasitavyam.
Tadupasitavyam.
Yo veda dao swara prokto.
Yo veda dao swara prokto.
Vedante cha pratishtitaha.
Vedante cha pratishtitaha.
Tasya prakatilinasya.
Tasya prakatilinasya.
Yaparasa maheshwaraha.
Yaparasa maheshwaraha.
Natatra suryo bhati na chandratarakam.
Natatra suryo bhati na chandratarakam.
Nema vidyuto bhanti kuto yamagnihi.
Nema vidyuto bhanti kuto yamagnihi.
Tameva bhantamanu bhati sarvam. Tasya bhasa sarvamidam vibhati.
Tasya bhasa sarvamidam vibhati.
Let's try it together and we'll chant it slowly. Om Om Nakarmana na Prajaya Tanena Tyage Naike Amritatvamana Shuhu Parena nakam nihitam guhayam viprajate yadyatayo vishanti Vedanta vijnana sunishchitartha sanyasa yogad yatayashuddha sattva te brahma loke tu para antakale paramritat parimuchanti sarve dahram vipapam parame eshma bhutam yat pundarikam puramadya sakhastam tatrapi dahram gaganam vishokas tasmin yadantas tadupasitavyam Yo veda dao swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakriti linasya yah parasa maheshwaraha na tatra suryo bhati na chandra tarakam nema vidyuto bhanti kuto yamagnihi Tameva bhantam anubhati sarvam, tasya bhasa sarvamidam vibhati. Put it together one more time at a little faster, a little more of a normal clip, okay? Om nakarmana na prajayatane na tyage naike amritatvamana shuhu Parena nakam nihitam guhayam viprajate yadyatayo vishanti Vedanta vijnana sunishchitartha sanyasa yoga yataya shuddha sattva te brahma loke tu para antakale paramritat parimuchanti sarve Dahrang vipapam parame eshma bhutam yat pundarikam puramadhya sakastam tatrapi dahrang gaganam vishokas tasmin yadantas tadupasitavyam Yo veda deus vada prokto vedante ca pratishtitah tasya prakatilinasya yaparasa maheshvarah natatra suryo patina chandra tarakam nema vidyutho panti kuto yamagnihi tameva bhantam anupati sarvam tasya bhasa sarvam idam vipati. Let's do some notes. Some number two. Repeat after me. Om Om Shanno Mitra Shambharunaha.
Om Shanno Mitra
Shambharunaha. Om Shanno Mitra Shambharunaha.
Om Shanno Mitra Shambharunaha.
You're saying Shang. Shan, it's the first one. Shan, no. Right, the Sunday. Om Shanno Mitra Shanga. Shambharunaha. Om Shanno Mitra Shambharunaha. Shanno Pavatvaryama.
Shanno
Pavatvaryama. Shanna Indro Brahaspatihi.
Shanna Indro Brahaspatihi.
Shanno Vishnururukramaha.
Shanno
Vishnururukramaha. Namo Brahmane.
Namo Brahmane.
Namaste Vayo.
Namaste Vayo.
Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi.
Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi.
Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami.
Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami.
Ratang Vadishyami.
Ratang Vadishyami.
Satyam vadishyami.
Satyam vadishyami.
Tanmam avatu.
Tanmam avatu.
Tadbhaktaram avatu.
Tadbhaktaram avatu.
Avatu mam.
Avatu mam.
Avatu vaktaram.
Avatu vaktaram.
Om shanti shanti shanti.
Om shanti shanti shanti.
Let's do this together about three times, and we'll increase the speed a little bit each time. Okay? Om Om Shanno Mitra Shambharunaha Shanno Pavatvaryama Shanna Indro Brahaspatihi Shanno Vishnururukramaha Namo Brahmane Namaste Vayo Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi. Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami. Ratang Vadishyami. Satyang Vadishyami. Tanmam Avatu. Tadvaktaram Avatu. Havatu Mam. Havatu Vaktaram. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Om Shanno Mitra Shambharunaha Shanno Pavatvaryama Shanna Indro Brahaspatihi Shanno Vishnururukramaha Namo Brahmane Namaste Vayo Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami Ratam Vadishyami Satyam Vadishyami Tanmam avatu, tadvaktaram avatu, avatu mam, avatu vaktaram. Om shanti shanti shanti. Om shanno mitra shambharunaha, shanno pavatvaryama, shanna indro brahaspatihi, shanno vishnururukramaha, namo brahmane, namaste vayo. Tvameva pratyaksham brahmasi, tvameva pratyaksham brahma vadishyami, ratam vadishyami, satyam vadishyami, tanmam avatu, tadvaktaram avatu, avatu mam, Bhavatu Bhaktaram. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Bedroom. Let's repeat after me. I have to get my shruti up with it. Om padram karne bishrunu yama devaha. Om padram karne bishrunu yama devaha. Badram pashe maksha birya jatraha.
Badram pashe
maksha birya jatraha.
Badram pashe
maksha birya jatraha. Badram pashe maksha birya.
Badram pashe maksha bir
yajatraha. Penny, is this where you thought that there was not an R there?
Yeah.
Let me see yours. I wonder if you have some old copy where I had a typo.
Can
I see it? Because it's. Badram pashe maksha bir.
See, I added it though.
No, you didn't add anything.
I added the R.
No, that's you didn't add it. That's there. Well, let me show you.
I know.
I won't show you.
Okay.
Let me show you.
Yeah, I know.
That right there
is an R. Yeah.
You didn't add that.
Right there. Okay. I must have had an old copy.
Yeah.
Previous
my
copy.
Did you see where?
Yeah,
because there might be a typo somewhere, but that's not there.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Badram pashe maksha bir.
Badram pashe maksha bir.
Yajatraha.
Yajatraha.
Badram pashe maksha bir. Yajatraha.
Stirairangai.
Stushtuvagam sastanubihi.
Stushtuvagam
sastanubihi.
Stirairangai
e. Stushtuvagam sastanubihi. Yashema devahitam. Yadayuhu. Yashema devahitam. Yadayuhu.
Devahitam.
Yadayuhu.
Devahitam. Yadayuhu.
Vyashema devahitam yadayuhu.
Vyashema
devahitam. Vyashema devahitam yadayuhu. No. Look at that. The vya and the ma are exactly in the same swirl. Vyashema devahitam yadayuhu. Vyashema devahitam yadayuhu.
Vyashema devahitam yadayuhu.
Swastina indro vrittashravaha.
Swastina indro vrittashravaha.
Swastina indro.
Swastina indro
vrittashravaha.
Vrittashravaha.
Swastina indro vrittashravaha.
Swastina indro vrittashravaha.
Swastina pusha vishvavedaha.
Swastina pusha vishvavedaha.
Swastina pusha vishvavedaha.
Swastina pusha.
Swastina Pusha.
Swastina Pusha.
Vishwavedaha.
Vishwavedaha.
Swastina Pusha Vishwavedaha.
Swastina Pusha Vishwavedaha.
Swastina Starksho Arishtanemihi. Swastina Starksho Arishtanemihi.
Swastina Starksho Arishtanemihi.
Swastino Swastino Brihaspatir Tathatu.
Swastino Brihaspatir Tathatu.
Brihaspatir Tathatu. Swastino Brihaspatir Tathatu.
Swastino Brihaspatir Tathatu.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Please don't repeat after me. Om Badram Karne Vishrunu Yama Devaha.
Om Badram Karne Vishrunu Yama Devaha.
Let me try to raise the shruti. Om Om Badram Karne Vishrunu Yama Devaha.
Om Badram Karne Vishrunu Yama Devaha.
Padram Pashe Makshabhir Yajatraha.
Padram Pashe Makshabhir Yajatraha.
Stirai Rangai Istushtuvagum Sastanubihi.
Stirai Rangai Istushtuvagum Sastanubihi.
Yashema Devahitam Yadayuhu.
Yashema Devahitam Yadayuhu.
Swastina Indro Vrittashravaha.
Swastina Indro Vrittashravaha.
Swastina Pusha Vishwavedaha.
Swastina Pusha Vishwavedaha.
That pu, the Pusha is long u. Swastina Pusha Vishwavedaha.
Swastina Pusha Vishwavedaha.
Swastina Starksho Arishtanemihi.
Swastina Starksho Arishtanemihi.
Swastino Brihaspatir Tathatu.
Swastino Brihaspatir Tathatu.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Let's chant it through at least twice together, slowly. Om Om Padram Karne Vishrunu Yama Devaha. Padram Pashe Makshabhir Yajatraha. Stirai Rangai Istushtuvagum Sastanubihi. Yashema Devahitam Yadayuhu. Swastina Indro Vrittashravaha. Swastina Pusha Vishwavedaha. Swastina Starksho Arishtanemihi. Swastino Brihaspatir Tathatu. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Om Badram Karne Pishrinu Yama Devaha. Badram Pashe Makshabhir Yajatraha. Stirai Rangai Istushtuvagum Sastanupihi. Yashema Devahitam Yadayuhu. Swastina Indro Vrittashravaha. Swastina Pusha Vishwavedaha. Swastina Starksho Arishtanemihi. Swastino Brihaspatir Tathatu. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. This is the Shanti Vata that we're going to be using with the Mundaka. So we'll be, everyone will learn how to chant. I'll teach you how to chant, but at least all of you will know, so that would be nice.
Carol?
Yeah.
In this Tirai Rangai, when you chant, do we see the girl as though it's gum sastanubi instead of gum sastanubi?
Stirai Rangai is tishtuvagum gum. Some are gum, some are gum, some are gus.
Is this gum like the one in the...
Gum. Ganana, Antoine, yeah.
Right.
With the Visarga, when the Visarga comes, you know, the, because if I were to break it, Angaihi, that's a Visarga, that this is a Visarga. When the Visarga follows an I, the letter I, it is pronounced as E. When it pronounced, when it's fought like I he, not I hi, I he. So it would be, first of all, it's always when the Visarga is always going to be short. So say if you have ah, it'd be ah, not aha, the aha. So aha, aha, ehi, ehi, uhu, uhu, rehi. With r, it's e. Okay? It's not r, r, it's rehi. Okay? Then, ehe, harehe, ehe, but ihi. It's not ihi, ihi. So ehe, but ihi. Then oho, groho, but auhu. Why? Just memorize it. Okay? Do you understand? So
I do.
Okay.
Because.
Okay. At Mavoda. Tapo bhikshina papanam. Tapo bhikshina papanam. Shantanam vitaraginam. Shantanam vitaraginam. Mumukshu nama pekshoyam.
Mumukshu nama pekshoyam.
Atmapodo vidiyate.
Atmapodo vidiyate.
Bodonya sadhanebhyo hi.
Bodonya sadhanebhyo.
Sakshan mokshaika sadhanam.
Sakshan mokshaika sadhanam.
Pakasya vanivatjnanam.
Pakasya vanivatjnanam.
Vina moksho na siddhyati.
Vina moksho na siddhyati.
Aviro ditaya karma.
Aviro ditaya karma.
Na vidyang vinivartayet.
Na vidyang vinivartayet.
Vidya vidyang nihantyeva.
Vidya vidyang nihantyeva.
Tejas timida sankavat. Parichinna ivajñānāt.
Parichinna ivajñānāt.
Tannāshe sati kevalaha.
Tannāshe sati kevalaha.
Svayam prakāshate hyātmā.
Svayam prakāshate hyātmā.
Mekhāpāyem shubhā. Mekhāpāyem shumāniva.
Mekhāpāyem shumāniva.
It goes mega payem shumaniva. Mega payem shumaniva. See that in there? Mega payem shumaniva. Mega payem shumaniva.
Mega.
Mega.
Mega
payem shu. Mekha payem shumaniva.
Mekha payem shumaniva.
Ajnana kalusham jivam.
Ajnana kalusham jivam.
Jnana vyasa dinirmalam.
Jnana vyasa dinirmalam.
Kritva jnanam swayam nashyet.
Kritva jnanam swayam nashyet.
Jalam katakarenuvat. Samsara swapna tulyo hi.
Samsara swapna tulyo
hi. Raga dvesha. Raga dvesha disankulaha.
Raga dvesha disankulaha.
Swakale satyavad bhati.
Sakale satyavadhaji.
Prabhute satya sadbhavet.
Prabhute satya sadbhavet.
Tavat satyanjagad bhati.
Tavat satyanjagad bhati.
Shuktikara jatan yata.
Shuktikara jatan
yata.
Yata.
Yavanyaya. Yavan Nyayate Brahma.
Yavan Nyayate Brahma.
Yavan Nyayate Brahma.
Yavan Nyayate Brahma.
Sarvadishtanamadvayam.
Sarvadishtanamadvayam.
Upadane Kila Dhare.
Upadane
Kila Dhare. Upadane, upadane, kila dhare.
Upadane, kila dhare.
Jaganti Parameshwari.
Jaganti Parameshwari.
Sargastitilayan yanti.
Sargastitilayan yanti.
Buddhudani vavarini.
Buddhudani vavarini.
Sacharatman. Sacharatmanyanusyute, Sacharatmanyanusyute, Nitye Vishnau Prakalpitaha,
Nitye Vishnau Prakalpitaha,
Yaktayo Vidida Sarvaha,
Yaktayo Vidida Sarvaha,
Hatake Katakadi Bhat,
Hatake Katakadi
Bhat. Let's try that again. This first, it's a little bit of a tongue twister, this first compound here. It's not a compound, well, it is a compound and two words put together. The first one is Satchitatmanya. See, Satchitatmanya Nusyuyate. So that nya nu. See that nya nu? Satchitatmanya nu. Satchitatmanya su. I mess it up every time. Satchitatmanya Nusyuyate. Satchitatmanyanusyute. Satchitatmanyanusyute.
Satchitatmanyanusyute.
Nitye Vishnau Prakalpitaha.
Nitye Vishnau Prakalpitaha.
Vyaktayo Vivida Sarvaha.
Vyaktayo Vivida Sarvaha.
Hatake Katakadivat.
Hatake Katakadivat.
Okay, that's where we left off. We have this next verse to do now. Verse 10. Just repeat after me. Yathākāśo.
Yathākāśo.
Hṛṣīkeṣo.
Hṛṣīkeṣo.
Nāno padigato.
Vibhu.
Tadbedad.
Tadbedad.
Vinnavadbhati.
Vinnavadbhati.
Tannashe.
Tannashe.
Kevalo bhavet.
Kevalo bhavet.
Sandhi. Yatha. Akashaha. Langa. Yatha. Langa, yatha, then akashaha. Hṛṣīkeṣaha. Nana, upadi, short upadi. Nana, upadi, gataha. Upadi gataha is a compound. Vibhu. Tat. Be dot. Ta goes to da because of the soft consonant. Tat be dot. Binnavat. Dental ta. Bhati. Tat be dot. Binnavat. Bhati. Tat nashe. Kevalaha. Bhavet. Okay? Let's look at the meaning. I'll read it through once, just slowly with the semi broken. Yatha akashaha hṛṣīkeṣaha nāna upādigataha vibhu. Tat bedāt binnavat bhāti tat nāshe kevalaha bhavet. Yatha, Sometimes the word yatha, it goes with tata, not always. But yatha will mean just as or for example. If I have it yatha, tata, yatha, just as, tata, similarly or like that. Just as such and such and such and such, similarly, tata, da 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 da. Okay? So yatha, tata. So here, yatha, they don't have the tata, but it's often used. Remember, like I said, the word yatha or eva, which means like, or vat, at the end, indeclinable at the end of a compound or a word. These words will often in a verse indicate a drishtanta, an illustration. So here's the illustration. Yata akashaha. Akashaha, ending noun like Rama. Yata akashaha, just as akasha, space. Nominative singular, akashaha, the subject of a sentence. Hrishikeshaha, the Lord. Hrishikeshaha means the one who is the Lord of all of the sense organs, including the mind. So Hrishikesha is just a name for Ishwara. Hrishikeshaha, so just like space, yatha akashaha. Hrishikeshaha, ending noun, nominative singular, the Lord. Nana upadigata vibhu. Let's do vibhu first. Vibhu is an u-ending noun like guruhu. You haven't learned u-endings, but they're almost exactly like e-endings, except you're using u instead of v. Okay? So vibhu, like guruhu or harihi, is in the nominative singular. And it means that which is the one who is all-pervasive. It's another name for the Lord, but it means the one who pervades everything. Sarvagataha, the one who's everywhere. Sarvagataha, the one who's all-pervasive. So here, the Lord, Lord who is all-pervasive, nana upadi gataha. Now, again, nominative singular. Do you see that gataha, like ramaha? But the word gataha, it comes from gam gach. Gam means to go. Gataha means has gone. But when it's used like this at the end of a compound, it has that sense, the one who is abiding in or who is existing in, who has gone into, that's the idea. So let's look at what gataha at the end of the compound. The first word is upadi. Upadi gataha. The one who's abiding in all the, existing in all of the upadis. Nana means multivarious. Diverse in many different ways, in all of the many, the multifold upadis, the many and varied, that's the word I want, the many and varied, nana, many and varied, diverse. So here, just as space, the Lord, Hrishikeshaha Ishwara, who is all pervasive, who abides, who is there, who has pervaded into, has gone into nana upadis, just like space, into all of the many and varied conditioning adjuncts, upadis. So here you have a whole line of nominative singulars with akasha, yata akasha being the example. So like space, so just as space, the Lord who is all pervasive, who has gone into all of the many and varied upadis, conditioning adjuncts. Tad Be dot. This is a compound where tut is going to go back to the upadi. So it goes tut upadat, like ramat, ablative singular. Like ramat, remember ablative singular? Ramaha, ramat. So because of their differences, the differences of them, the tut is compounded with the beta. So you have to put on, the endings for that. So it would be because of their differences. Beta means differences. Beta. So because of their differences, or the difference among them, all. Binnavat, vat, indeclinable at the end of a word, as though divided. Binna means divided or diverse or different. Binna and beta. Did you hear? Binna, beda, all those two words come from the root bid, which means to cut, to divide, to chop in half, to separate. So bheda means division. This is something that has been divided. Bhinna is a past passive participle. That which is divided, that which is separated. So here, that which appears, right, bhinnava, appears to be different, differentiated. Because of the differences of those, of the many and varied upadis. Now you have to go up to the other line. Because of the differences, tad bedat, of the upadis, bhati, see that binavad bhati? T affix. T taha anti, third person singular. Okay, bhati means to shine, to appear. When it comes with vat, you would say, or but or eva, it appears as though, it appears to be. It shines, literally, bhati, it shines as though divided, binavad bhati. In English, we say, appears to be divided, because of the divisions of the upadis. Tad vedat binavat bhati. It appears as though divided, binavat. Tad vedat, because of the differences of the upadis. You see? Tannashe. When that is destroyed, upon the destruction of upadis, tannashe, kevalaha bhavet. Kevala is the name for Brahman, really. It's the name for that which is most auspicious, which is one without a second, is kevala. One only, solely, that which exists solely, alone. The one, so we would say kevala just as the one. Referring to that which is most auspicious one, who is only one, that which is only, solely, that which exists solely in and of itself is kevala. So kevalaha bhavet, so we could say the one without a second, the one alone, bhavet is. Bhavet, you haven't learned yet, it that eighth ending is a third person singular of the potential mood. And when it's used often in verses, it means this is how it's going to be definitely. Right? This is what the definite outcome will be. So we'll learn potential later, but so we would just say is, okay? Over the understanding of definiteness. So the whole translation, yata kashaha, just like space, rishi keshaha, the Lord, the one who is the controller, the Lord of the mind and all of the sense organs, rishi keshaha, ishwaraha, nana upadi gataha, abiding in all the multi and varied upadis, vibhu, that one who is all pervasive, the Hrishikeshaha, vibhu, the Lord who is all pervasive and who has abides in all of the upadis, yatara kashaha, just like space. Tad bedat binavat bhati, that vibhu, the Lord, appears to be different, binavat bhati, tad bedat, because of their differences. Tannashe, when that is destroyed, right? Locative singular, nashe, upon the destruction, when. Location can be in certain terms of time and in terms of place. So tannashe, when that is destroyed, kevalaha bhavet, the one alone remains. One alone, the one alone is. Okay?
What's destroyed?
Nasha. Upon the destruction, and literally nasha is destruction, on the destruction, tad, of that division or of those upadis, right? Yeah. Yeah. I would probably take it back to the upadis because the bedas, upon the, it can actually go to either. I could say go take it either way. Upadis is more, well, either way can be. So upon the destruction of that, they appear as though, well, look at this. They appear as though different because of the difference of the upadis. When that difference of upadis is destroyed, or when the upadis are destroyed, but to destroy the upadis really means to understand that the upadis are upadis. Right? So I'm not doing really a commentary on this, but that's basically it. It's when the upadis are understood through jnanam to be upadis, right, then the Atma is no longer divided, right? Because now you've understood what that division is. It's a false division. It's mithya. There is no real division. Even now here, when you're looking at these various upadis, when you understand the truth of it, all of these various upadhis are really nothing but Brahman. So in spite of the duality that you're perceiving through your eyes, the substance of all of this is only one. And so when that one is recognized, then the kevala is kevala in spite of the upadhis. Right? The upadhis do not take away from the kevala, from Brahman, because the upadhis have no being apart from Brahman. This is all only Ishwara. Okay? So there is no separation. Everybody see it? Let's try to check.
Could you just say the last, so when the appearance of the upadhis
it goes
are
like
destroyed,
this.
That alone
I would say when there's the destruction of those, of that, the destruction of that, kevala, Brahman alone is.
Okay.
Yes,
it
is. Well, yes, but it's true in Sanskrit also. But when you're only using the adjective, then the adjective is referring to something. So the one who is kevala. You see what I mean? So.
Can you just say at the beginning, like
yatha, yatha akashaha,
okay.
Just as space,
mm-hmm.
or just like space, prishikeshaha,
mm-hmm.
the Lord, mm-hmm. vibhuhu, who is all pervasive,
mm-hmm.
nana upadhi gataha, the one who is abiding in all the upadhis, appears tad vedat binnavat bhati, appears as though divided from because of their differences, tad vedat, because of the difference of the divisions between them. Tan nashe, when they are destroyed, upon the destruction of them, kevalaha bhaved, or upon the destruction of that, kevalaha bhaved. The one alone is, the kevala alone is.
So just like space, the Lord is all-pervasive?
The all-pervasive Lord, who pervades all of the upadhis, just like space, the all-pervasive Lord, Hrishikeshaha Vibhu, who pervades all the many and varied upadhis, appears to be divided because of their differences. Like I could say room space, pot space, like that I could say, the Brahman appears as this, as this, as this, all many and varied things. So like space, Hrishikesha, who pervades everything, appears to be divided because of their divisions, because of their differences. When that is destroyed, Tannashe Kevalaha Bhavet, the one alone, Kevalaha, that which is Kevalaha Bhavet is. Yatha kasho hrishi keshaha nano padhe gato vibhu tadbe dasinavad bhati sorry tadbe bedad binavad bhati Tannashe kevalo pavet Yatha kasho hrishi keshaha Nano padhigato vibhu Tad bedat pinnavad bhati Tannashe kevalo pavet Sorry, I'm losing my voice. Okay, verse 11. Follow. Yeah, I'm going to read this with the semi broken. Okay. Nana upadi vashat eva. Nana upadi vashat eva jati nama ashrama adiyah.
Nana
a, short root upadhi vashat, eva, jati, nama, ashrama, adiyah. Atmani, shortly, locative Atmani. Aropitaha. Torye. Rasa. Varna. Adi. Vedavat. Vedavat. Nano padhivashateva jati nama shramadeha atmanyaro pitastoye rasavaranati bhedavat nano padhivashateva jati nama shramadeha atmanyaro pitastoye Rasavaranati Bhetavat. Okay. Nana, indeclinable, and again it means many and varied, diverse. Upadhi, the conditioning adjunct. Vashat. Now this word Vashat at the end of a compound, Vasha, at the end of the compound, means that which is subjugated to, controlled by, under the influence of, subject to, by the force of. These are all words for the by the force of, controlled by, under the influence of, subjected to. So here, nana upadhi vashat. We in English, and eva means indeed. So with this sentence, we'll probably just say because of the various upadis, but with the vashat influence, because of the influence of the various upadis, or under the influence, or from the standpoint of the various upadis, or subjected to in English, I'd probably just say because of due to the force of the various upadis, or because of the various upadis. We'll look at it in the context of the sentence. You have to decide how you're going to say that in English. But vashat, like rama, is ablative, so because of, or due to, because of. Eva, indeed. Jati means the caste. Person's caste is their jati. Nama, their name. Ashrama, stage in life. Like if you're a brahmachari, a grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasi, you know, what is your stage of life, your ashrama? Adiyaha means etc. So adi, remember, comes at the end of a compound. The word adi means first or beginning with. So when adi comes after a group, it would be beginning with jati, nama, ashrama, whatever else would fit into those categories. So you could say, in English we'll often say, et cetera, and so forth, and so on. Adiyaha is in the nominative plural from adi. Like, harihi, hari, hariyaha, right? So adi, adi, adihi, adi, adiyaha. Nominative plural. Okay? So, jati, let's look at the first line. Jati, the caste, per caste, name, stage in life, etc. From the, because of, under the influence of, or from the standpoint of the diverse upadis, the many and varied upadis, eva is emphasis, atmani, locative singular of an in-ending noun. The word is atman. The substantive is atman. Atmani is locative singular. You haven't learned it yet. Atmani, locative singular. So atmani, aropitaha. Ramaha, ramau, ramaha. Nominative plural. Before above, jati nama ashramadhyaha, nominative plural. Aropita means superimposed, something which is like this, the snake is superimposed on the rope. Aropita, superimposed. Atmani, on the atma, the rope, the snake is superimposed on the rope, right, sarakao, on the rope. So, atmani, locative singular, aropitaha, nominative plural for past passive participle. So, the caste, name, ashrama, etc., they are superimposed, atmani, on the self. Right? Toye, on water. Toya is water. Toye is like rame, locative singular. Rasa varnadi bhedavat. Rasa means flavor, taste. Varna means color. Adi, etc. Okay. Rasa varnadi, taste and color and whatever else. Bhedavat. Here's your vat, the indeclinable, means like. Like the differences, bhedavat, like the differences of rasa, varna, etc. Toye, on water, right? Like the differences of rasa, varna, the taste, color, etc., on water. Jati, nama, ashrama, etc., are superimposed on the atma. How is that? How are they superimposed? What causes that? Because of the various upadis. Because of the force or the strength of the various upadis, conditioning adjuncts, these things, jati, nama, and ashrama, are superimposed on the self, just like rasa, taste, color, etc., are superimposed on water.
So where does it say superimposed on the self?
Aropitaha is superimposed.
But that's the example for...
No. Now, this is good. Okay. Look at this. Jati nam ashramadhyaha is in the nominative plural. Atmani aropitaha. Aropitaha, nominative plural. So your basic sentence is jati nam and ashrama are superimposed on the self. Then you go to the example, toye rasa varnadi bhedavat, like the differences of rasa, varna, etc. on water. So now you have to say, if you wanted to do parallel construction, you would have to say, just like rasa varna adiyaha, rasa varnadiyaha aropitaha toye. But you don't have to say all that. You see, so where it says atmani aropitaha, that aropitaha goes up to jati nama ashramadhyaha. Those are superimposed atmani on the self. Toye on water, rasa varnadi bhedavat, like the differences of rasa, varna, etc. on water. You see it?
So it's the power of the upadis itself, themselves, that do this imposition kind of?
Well, because these are acting as upadis, they allow for me, what makes it an upadi really is it allows for me to make this mistake.
Still a matter of confusion and not really the power of the upadi.
It's a matter of the confusion, but the upadi is such that it lends itself for this mistake. So that's pretty powerful, actually. Yeah.
So color and flavor are superimposed in water?
Yeah.
But water is, isn't it nominative singular, you said?
No. Toye is locative singular, like rame.
Okay.
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 Let's chant this a few times. And
yeah. So the whole English translation would be like, just like from the standpoint of?
It would be... jati, let's see, caste, name, stage in life, etc., are superimposed on the self because of the strength of the many upadis, many and varied upadis. Just like the differences of taste, color, etc. on water, like the differences of taste, color, etc. on water. That's just literally what it is. Okay? Nano padivasha deva.
Nano padivasha deva.
Jati nama shamadeha.
Jati nama shamadeha.
Atman yaro pitastoye.
Atman yaro pitastoye.
Rasavarna vipedavat. Nano padivasha deva.
Nano padivasha deva.
Jati nama shramadayaha.
Jati nama shramadayaha.
Atman yaro pitastoye.
Atman yaro pitastoye.
Rasavarnadhi bhedavat.
Rasavarnadhi bhedavat.
Okay, good. Okay, we are now moving to Bhandarka. Okay, we're on page 43. I started talking last week. I started talking to you about the passive voice. And I remember saying that in Sanskrit, the passive voice is used much more than in English. In fact, In English, use of the passive voice is considered weak, and you try to avoid using passive. Whereas in Sanskrit, it's pervasive. Those of us who have studied English, that's something which we're often taught. You're looking a little cross-eyed at me.
No, no, no.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think
we'll. Oh, okay. but when in English, say when you're learning English or you're learning, studying books on writing or writing a dissertation or whatnot, I often teach this at school when I'm working with dissertation students, it's much better in English to use the active construction. Passive construction is considered weak and convoluted. Active construction, much stronger. So you want to say, I read the book. Just think of it in English. I read the book. Yesterday I read the book. It was really good. Yesterday the book was read by me, and it was good. Doesn't that sound kind of convoluted? Where In Sanskrit, passive construction is much more common. One thing to understand again, in Sanskrit and in Indian languages, often they will start with that which is most far away and move inward in terms of the way that they think. Like, for instance, if I said in English, proper English, I live in a house on the. I live in a house in a meadow, which is on the edge of the forest. I live in a house, which is in a meadow, which is on the edge of a forest. In Sanskrit, the word order would be on the edge of the forest, in a meadow, in a house, I live. Or, it is lived by me. You see what I mean? So there's in Sanskrit, the language is structured not around the first person, it's structured around the third person. Now, what I mean by that, you know, in English, when you learn verbs, you would learn as the first person, I go, second person, I go or we go. Second person, you go. Third person is he, sure, it goes. Everybody remember that? Okay. I go, you go, he, sure, it goes. That's called third person. In Sanskrit, what we call the third person, the Sanskrit calls the first person. I'm not teaching it to you like that, but just so that you understand, the word for the third person in Sanskrit is the Pratama Purusha. The first person. The first person for us, which is I, is called Uttama Purusha, the last person. Isn't that interesting? Uttama Purusha, the last person. So, if you think about it, in Sanskrit, we're focused on what is happening out here. you know, to me in a sense. Like it, the book, is read by me. The town is gone to by me, right? Do you see? The town is like the third person. What is out there? The ball, in, where the boy hit the ball with a bat, which is active, you would say, oh, it's the ball, that ball. That ball was hit. So the focus is much more on the third person than on the first person. What that means is when that's the case, passive voice is much more common. The painting is seen by me, you know, the ball was hit by me, the book was read by me, right? The town was gone to by me, liberation was achieved by me, right? All of these things. So if you understand the thinking, you would understand, if the thinking, the way that the structure is inside is external to the third person, then passive will be more common. If the thinking is on, always begins with the first person, I live in the house which is on the border of the forest, right, then active voice is going to be strong because the way we think is going to be focused on the subject first, not on the object. I don't know if that makes...
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Because also psychologically, it's like in that world and this world, you know, the ego versus...
It means that there's more, in a way, more focus on the perception and my fitting into the perception, right? And you think that's philosophic, but...
But this construction is true not in just the Sanskrit used in Vedanta and the Shruti, but also in the Sanskrit novels?
It's true in the Indian mind. It's true in the construction of the language. Whether it's Sanskrit or Hindi or all of the language are constructed around in this way. I'm not talking philosophically now. I'm just talking about, say if you grow up with Sanskrit, then your mind is structured around this model of thinking. Whereas for a Westerner, once you start reading Sanskrit, when I first started reading it, I always just went to the end of the sentence and read backwards. Because that order made sense to me. It took me quite a while before I could actually think in what was an opposite order to how I had actually learned. Okay? So, now...
I just have a question. Don't you have to go to the end of the sentence to just kind of figure the verb? I mean, without the verb, how do you do that without doing it that way?
Well, because if I say... if I say boy ball hit, and the boy balaha is in the nominative case, in my mind this is the subject. You know, if I say the ball is in the accusative case, that's the object. My mind knows that. So here comes the subject. Here comes the object. Here comes the by the bat. That's the instrument. And here's the hit. Here's the verb. It makes no difference to me. All of these things are lining up, and it completes itself with the verb. But I'm still getting image and activity is going on in my mind, right? We think that it only makes sense if I say, boy hit ball.
Yeah.
But there's also reasons for that, and that is in English, ball hit boy is different than boy hit ball, right? Hit ball boy doesn't mean anything in English. But in Sanskrit, the word plays in the sentence is in the word. Like Ramaha, that's nominative singular. If that comes at the beginning of the sentence or the end of the sentence, is exactly the same. If I say Ashwam, Ashwaha means horse. If I say Ashwaha, that's nominative. If I say Ashwena, that's instrumental. If I say Ashwam, that's accusative. So my mind has that meaning when I read it that way. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody with me on that? Okay. Let's look at the... let me talk about this passive now. Does everybody have this She verbs. Passive construction is actually very, very simple. You don't have this?
No, actually, when did you pass it on?
Today.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I passed it out a long time ago, but I also passed
it. It says present tense.
Yeah. Yeah, this, it says present tense. And it's all right if you have that texture. Okay. I want you to notice something here. See, where this is only present tense. It's all we're dealing with. Do you see on the left there's parasmaipada endings, mm-hmm. and on the right there's atmanaipada endings? The passive voice, for the most part, always is formed like a fourth conjugation atmanaipada. So let me show you what that means. Passive voice, first of all, first thing, only atmanaipada endings. Only atmanaipada endings. And then the passive sign is ya, like the fourth atmanaipada. You know, the fourth atmanaipada, the gunna sign is ya. The passive sign is ya also. And then root to base, the root to base change. No change. There are a few exceptions which I'll give you examples of. But you know where in the fourth gunna, the root to the base, there's no change, whereas in the first gunna, the short middle vowel goes to guna, the ending vowel takes guna. In the passive voice, there is no change from the root to the base. There are only atmanaipada endings, right? And the gunna sign is ya. And so, in that sense, it's really simple. Okay. The exceptions to this all, this is general. This is the general truth. Okay. And then there's the exceptions I'll show you in a minute. Everybody with me?
So we're saying the passive voice, just to
yes,
is formed the same way as the fourth conjugation in the atmanaipada ending.
That's right. The passive voice only takes atmanaipada endings. There's no root to base change, and the gunna sign is ya. That's exactly like the fourth atmanaipada. Right? But this applies to every root, whether it be a first gunna, parasmaipada, or atmanaipada, or second gunna. Third gunna, fourth gunna, it's always going to be the same. Okay? So let me show you some examples. Do you see here for the first conjugation, the third person singular, bodhati? This is first parasmaipada, active voice, bodhati. Third person singular, okay? Bodhati.
Where are we here?
I just took this and Bodhati. I'm just saying the third this is the active voice, third person singular, bodhati. If I wanted to put third person singular, bodhati, in the passive, what do you think it would be? First of all, instead of the root is bodhi. The root is food. It's a first gunna root, so if you were doing active voice, you'd have to gunate the root. Bud would become bod and you would add t. But if you're doing passive, the root stays the same. You add the gunna sign, the passive sign, which is ya, like the fourth gunna, and you add the atmanaipada termination. The atmanaipada termination for third person singular is te. So you would get Bujjate. Right?
Here's the root, bud. There's no change from root to base. You have the passive sign, ya, and you have the Atmane for the termination. What if I had the root vish? Vish is a sixth parasamaya for the root. Actually, it's a, sixth parasamaya for the root. Since it's sixth parasamaya, there's no change from root to base. A, E will stay as E. And the gunna sign for sixth parasamaya would be A. So you would have Vishati for third person singular, Vishati, because it's a sixth gunna root. But if I were to make this into passive, what would it be?
Vishyate.
You take the vish, you take the root, you add the gunna sign ya, I mean the passive sign ya, and the abhane for the terminations. Vishyate. If I had. Okay?
Could you wait for just a minute? I have a little light coming here. It seems perfectly simple. It's just a lot to take in at first or something.
No, that's right. I understand. If I have time, I'll try to write up a page for you on this, but I would like you to, at least right now, just kind of understand. All right, everybody? Okay. This is an example of a 6P. This is what I just put on the board. Vishati. Passive would be. This should say. Okay? Now, what if I did a 1A? 1A would be for the root shub. Shub means to shine. 1A means that the penultimate short vowel takes guna. Plus the Agana sign plus te because it's Atmanepara. That's the Atmanepara ending. So it would be Shobate. This is the first, this is after Shobate. Okay. What would the passive construction be?
Shobate.
What would passive construction be? Your shub. Passive construction would mean it takes the passive sign, which is ya, shu, plus ya, plus the apane for the ending. Shu pyate. Okay. Alright, so no gunation. The root as it is, no change, plus ya, plus the apane for the, this is, ya is the passive sign. Plus the Atmane for the termination. So, Shobhate, Shubhate. Get it?
Mm-hmm. That's called Gunna, not Guna, right?
This is Guna, but this isn't a Gunna sign. Here it would be a Gunna sign. Here you just call it the passive sign. Yes, the passive sign. O is the Guna of U. So there you have the word Guna. Gunna is the actual sign that these active voices will take. If you don't remember that, we'll go over that at another time.
But the passive voice doesn't take different gunnas, it doesn't take the first, second, you know, the conjugation, it doesn't take different conjugations.
No. The passive voice, there's no conjugation. There's no conjugations. You take the verbal root,
which is yon,
and no change from root to base. And then you add ya and the atmane for the ending. So gunna signs, all that are gone now.
So then all we need to really know is just the atmane, the the non-atmanipa ending.
You need the atmanipa ending.
For all the different conjugations.
That's right, for all the different conjugations. That's why I'm showing that here, if we look at a different gunas, in the active voice it will be the same.
Yeah.
But in the passive voice,
would be different.
In different passive voice it will be the same. What about this? This is fourth atmanipada. The root is yud.
What does 1A mean?
One atmanipada.
Means
no.
No.
First atmanipada, sixth parasmipada, first parasmipada, fourth atmanipada. So here if I take the root yud, fourth atmanipada, what is the gunna sign of the fourth? The gunna sign is ya of the fourth. Atmanipada is te, so you would have yujite to fight. Ishir fights yujite. The passive construction will look exactly the same because no change from root to base. The passive sign is ya, and the atmanipada termination. So yujite, yujite, right? So that's why I say, if you know the fourth atmanipada termination, you know what this is going to look like. The only ones that will be identical are if you have a fourth atmanipada active voice, it will look just like the passive, and you'll only be able to tell by context. Okay? Now, there's a few exceptions, like for instance, I'm going to have to write these down because I'll do them next week. Like long ah, a root ending in long ah will become e. A root ending in r will become ri. So there's a few exceptions that need to be known. I'll go over those next week, okay? But for now, turn to page 44. Ones that I'm going to be explaining next week, I'll show, like, for instance, if I have a long ah, it'll become long e in the passive. D-u-t-a, p-u-t-a. These are just things that have to be memorized. If you have something that has a short r, right, short r, without a conjunct in front of it, it will become r, tri. So there'll be some groups that I'll be working with, but I'll show you how to recognize those. But there's not very many exceptions like that. Okay? Let's go to the verse on page 44, first sentence. Repeat after me. Nishka Brahmane pyo diyante. With Sandy broken. Nishkaha Brahmane bhyaha diyante. Let's repeat. Okay. Nishka is a gold coin. Brahmana are the Brahmins, a Brahmana. Diyante comes from da, to give. D, long a becomes e in the passive, so diyante would be from to give. If I say the passive construction of to give would be is given, right? Now, nishkaha. Nishkaha would be nominative plural. Nishkaha, nishkau, nishkaha. Brahmane bhyaha. That abhyaha could be dative or ablative plural. But the verb to give governs the dative case. Always, the verb to give. The one who receives the gift is always in the dative case. So if I say nishkaha, brahmane bhyaha, diyante, what does it mean?
are given.
Are given.
The Nishka. No. You said the Brahmanas are given gold coins. Put it in the date of construction.
The gold.
What's the nominative?
Gold coins are given to the Brahmanas.
Gold coins are given to the Brahmanas. Nishkaha. Gold coins, Brahmanebhyah, to the Brahmanas, diyante, are given. Right? Gold coins are given to the Brahmanas. We don't know who the subject is. It doesn't say gold coins are given to the Brahmanas by Rama. We don't know who they're given by. But if we did know, then we could put it in active. We could say, Rama gives the gold coins to the Brahmanas. We don't know who's giving them. All it says is, Nishkaha, gold coins are given to Brahmanas. That's all it says. Okay? If I were to put that I'll teach you that later. Okay. Let's do the next one. Nripate Radeshaha Kriyate. Mripatehe Adeshaha Kriyate. Okay. Mripatehe. The word Mripati means king. Okay. Mripati. Mripati is king. Mripatehe is in the genitive singular, like Hayehe. Mripati is king. Mripa is also king. Nripati is also king. Okay, there's a lot of words for king. So, Nripati is king.
So, of the king.
Of the king, Nripatehe, genitive singular. Adesha means command. Nripatehe Adeshaha. The Nripatehe Adeshaha, nominative singular, like Ramaha. The command of the king. Kriyate, from kri. When a word ends in ra in the passive, short ra, it's changed to re. So kri becomes kri.
Done.
Is done. Now, in Sanskrit, kri means to do or to make. But this word, kri, will change according to what the verb is related to. So we wouldn't in English say, the command of the king is done. We would say the command of the king is followed or is obeyed, whatever the context is. So the verb, they'll explain this if you were to look it up in the dictionary also. The verb kri, to do or to make, is going to be modified by the king, by the context. Like if we say, the king does the kingdom. The kingdom is done by the king. We'd say the king rules the kingdom, right? The street sweeper does the streets. We would say the street sweeper sweeps the streets. You see what I'm saying? So this word kri is always going to be modified. This is important to know because it's such a basic verb, right? And say if you're following Swamiji or we're translating and you see the word kri and all you know is it means to do or to make and you don't know that it's going to be continually modified by the object of the verb or the subject of the verb, you'll get thrown off. So here I would say, depending on the context, Nripatehe Adeshaha, the command of the king, if you want to say is done and that makes sense to you, fine. Or you could say is followed. It would depend on the context. So everybody see? Kriyate is in the third person singular, passive, because Adeshaha, the command, is nominative singular, right? Nripatehe Adeshaha Kriyate. Again, there's no subject. If there was a subject, it would be like the command of the king is done by the subjects or by the people. The command of the king is followed by the people. The people, put it in active, the people follow the command of the king. If there's no people there, we don't know what the subject is. Okay? Let's try another one. Agni na kashtam dahyate.
Agni na,
from Agni. Agni na, like harina, by fire. Agni is fire. Agni na, by fire. Kashtam is a neuter noun. It means wood. Kashtam is wood. Or fuel, usually wood. Kashtam. Dahyate. Dah means first parasmaipada to burn. Dahati means it burns. Dahyate. There's the ya, there's the atmanaipada. Dahyate. Dahati. Dahyate. Is burned. Agnina. Kashtam. Dahyate. What does it mean? The wood is burned by fire.
By the fire, the wood is burned. Okay? So if I say, by the fire, the wood is burned. What would the, in English, what would the active voice be?
The fire burns
the wood. Here it's, by the fire the wood is burned, right? The active would be, the fire burns the wood. So then, the instrumental would go and be the subject in the nominative case. Agnihi. Kashtam is neuter, so it's going to stay the same, because the neuter noun, neuter nouns are the same in the nominative and the accusative. First person parasmaipada, dahati, da, to burn. First person, first down of parasmaipada, plus the gana sign plus c. Nothing will happen to the up. Let's keep it so and do it. So, dahati. Each year it burns. Passive. Da. Plus the gana sign. Ya. Yeah. Not gana sign, but the passive sign, which is the same as the fourth atmanaipada gana sign. Plus te. Atmanaipada. Dahyate. Dahati. Each year it burns. Dahyate, it is burned, is burned, it is burned. By the fire, the wood is burned. Okay? The fire, Agnihi, burns the wood.
You put kosha.
Oh, sorry. Kosha.
But it could be by fire, wood is burned.
Yeah. By fire, Agnina.
Wood is burned.
The wood.
Oh, you see.
Is burned.
But could you just say by fire, wood is burned?
Yeah. Yeah, you don't need the da.
Yeah.
Yeah. Depends. If you say, if your idea is more abstract, wood burns fire, then fire is burned by wood. If you are specific, the wood is burned by the fire. You're talking about the fire there. This wood is burned by the fire.
Oh, I see.
You know, so, but both are correct. Does everybody kind of see what's happening here? Let's do one more and then we'll start.
Shatau purushais tadyete. Shatau purushaihi tadyete. Shata means a thief or a rogue. Shata. Purusha is a person. Tad is a tenth gana root, which means to beat. Okay, to beat. In the tenth gana, if the root takes any changes, it will keep those changes in the passive. Tenth always has some differing little things that you have to learn about in the tenth gana. But so don't worry about that right now. Just understand that the root tad means to beat. And if I were to put it in the active voice, it would be, since it's tenth gana, tadayati. Tadayati. He, she, or it beats. Tadyate. There's the tad, plus the ya, plus the te. Tadyate is beaten. Okay? But here it's tad ye te. Let's look at this. Shatau. Shata. Shatau. Ramaha, ramau, ramaha. Dual. Two thieves. Purushaihi. Ramena, ramapyam, ramaihi. Instrumental plural. Shatau, purushaihi. Tad ye te. Ete. Dual ending. Shatau, tad ye te. What does it say?
The person is beaten by two thieves.
The two thieves are beaten by the three or more persons.
Yes. Yes, that's right. Shatel, the two rogues, the thieves, Shatel, Purushaihi, by the people, three or more, plural. Shatai, by the people, Tad Yete, are beaten. Third person dual. Tad plus ya. Right? Tad plus the ya, the gunna sign, and the passive sign ya, plus ite, which is the second person, the third person dual ending. Tad yete. The two rogues are beaten by the people. What would in English the active voice be?
The people beat the two rogues.
Right? The people beat the two rogues. Okay, we'll go over this and finish up.
The rogues.
The two rogues.
But in English, in Sanskrit, there's more information embedded because you've got the two rogues and then the three or more.
But that's why.
But in English, you wouldn't really have that information.
Yes, you would. You wouldn't. But in Sanskrit, you would. So when you translate,
right.
You would have to say.
So you would say two.
Yeah, because you have that information in the Sanskrit.
Well, then you need to say three or more people. Otherwise, it could be two people, right?
If there's a question.
Well, I mean, it would.
No, well, the thing is, if there's a question in the context, then that's right. If you're thinking, now is it two people or three or more people, then in the translation you have to say that. If it's obvious in the context, then you wouldn't have to say it. Yeah. But yeah, that's right.
Let's why talk. Is it such a differentiation between dual and plural? I mean, why even thought about that so much? You know, I mean, that's so much to learn. Just to differentiate dual and plural. You know what I mean? Like, wonder about that. You know, it's like, why not singular and plural and then leave it there, you know, and maybe differentiate it when it's dual, you know?
I think that when language kind of degenerated, what they did was start eliminating all the complexities. Okay, it's too much to learn this dual. Get rid of it. Just do singular, plural. You know, too much to learn all these endings. Get rid of all the endings. We don't want all of this. So you get rid of all of these things. But as you go back in language, you see that it's much more.
It's more specific.
Much, much more specific. You know, we don't. You don't usually think about it in terms of, oh, that's too much to learn. If you're growing up learning, that is actually.
It's nice that it's specific because it clarifies your thinking so much. And the language is specific.
But anyway, it's kind of a question we can't answer, right?
Because.
Well, I mean, then you would say, well, there's a specific for two. Why isn't there specific for three and for four and for five? Why is two? You know, yeah, anyway, I guess I understand the idea, but it's like practically, how often do you need that? You know, it's just inquiry, you know, and getting down on Sanskrit.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's take a moment and stay. Om Purnamada. Purnamidam, Purnat, Purnamudachyate, Purnasya, Purnamadaya, Purnameva Vashishyate, Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.